Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of March, and I'm recording at 8:38 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, taking stock markets first, Japan and China had further strengthen here today, very good performances. Now, starting with Japan, it had been in a little consolidation pattern. The market had been strong before that, and then went into a little tight range for three consecutive days, and broke up out of that today with the Nikkei 225 up nearly 1%, and it wore 194 points. Slightly smaller gains for the other Japanese indices. Now, in the China region, the Hang Seng Index was up half a percentage point, and the H shares, that's Hang Seng HSCEI, had a somewhat smaller gain as well. But the Shanghai Composite Index, again, this has been roaring higher in here, and it was up another 1.95% here today, or 70 points, taking it up to 3,687 and change. Now, it's been up 10 out of the last 11 days, and it started the move with an upside key day reversal, quite a powerful dynamic, and has just been explosive here so far. So very interesting, and the HSI, that's the Hang Seng Index, and the H shares, also traded out of Hong Kong, look poised for breaks to the upside from their current trading ranges. And that H share index is remarkably cheap, a little over 8 on the PE. It's got a yield well over the 3% level. So I think we're likely to see a catch-up run, and probably would have seen higher levels had it not been for the demonstrations that we had in Hong Kong earlier in the year, largely by students over democracy issues. Okay, what else happened in Asia? Well, it was mostly after the China and Japan experiences, it was mostly to the downside. Very modest declines in percentage terms. The biggest one was Thailand, but that was only down 2/3 of a percentage point, so not hugely significant. New Zealand, a tiny fraction higher, so it didn't, so breaking that that run of small declines. Now, in the European stock markets, mostly a little lower here today. The UK was up to the upside, just under 0.25%, and Spain also to the upside, a little over 0.25%. The biggest mover in here, yet again today, it's Germany. That was down 1.19%, or 143 points. Brought that index back to 11,895. Now, it's very overextended on the upside, and it has been losing upside momentum here. So we may get, we could easily see a further pullback, and I think we might start with that tomorrow. Is Wall Street, which had been up most of the day, but then it gave up those gains and closed with small losses. The largest of those was nearly 0.33% lower for the NASDAQ Composite Index. But again, as I say, near the day's lows, having shown modest gains earlier on. Okay, elsewhere. Now, bonds, my goodness, these yields. The U.S. 10-year Treasury is down to It's down to 1.9%. So that's been falling steadily in here for the last couple of weeks, I believe. So there's certainly no inflation fears there, not that there were from any of the other indicators on Wall Street. The most interesting thing that happened in here, particularly, well, I think almost in the markets generally, but certainly regarding Wall Street, is that the dollar index fell sharply here again today, and excuse me, it's nearly down a full point. It's at 96.94, 96.94. Now, that had peaked on the 13th of this month, just above the 100 level. I think it was a 100.39. And so in the last 6 market days, it has really come down quite sharply. Now, I've been saying throughout that I thought that the Fed intervened in there, albeit surreptitiously. That way you don't have to sit back and watch every single financial editor put out a comment on whether that was a smart thing to do or a dumb thing to do. And really, central banks will intervene on behalf of their currencies, not least the Fed. Fairly frequently. In other words, it's if the markets are volatile, it can quite easily happen. And but usually it's not a intervention that is triumphed or trumpeted, I should say, trumpeted. They will try to do it quietly. It's only if they get into trouble and if a central bank finds it is having a hard time checking its currency's move that they may become a little bit more public with it. But certainly, I think this is good news because if the dollar had kept going up, that would have just compounded the US's problems that we were seeing, not least with exporters and also with the autonomies, the big multinational companies, when earnings were consolidated, overseas earnings were consolidated back in US dollars, the very strong dollar compressed those earnings. And so that's led to a fairly flat performance by Wall Street during the first 3 months of this year so far. And I think also there were risks that it would have caused problems for some other countries, particularly where there had been borrowings made in US dollars. So I think that the softer dollar here, and my feeling is that really we're going to see a lengthy medium-term consolidation. By lengthy, well, I think it could extend well towards the end of the year and possibly a little beyond. Here, I'll be surprised if that is not the case. And that, again, as I say, that I don't want to emphasize this point. It'll be good news all around because extreme currency moves are just not really in the interests of global economic recoveries. And it involves a whole lot of speculation and so. Again, that's over. The dollar's run to the upside is over for the lengthy medium term, but we do feel that it will go higher over the longer term. And with currency markets, particularly regarding a major currency, and it is the most important currency, US dollar, that when you get into go into trading ranges, they can persist for quite a lengthy period overall. But as I've said before in these audios, the drivers, the fundamental drivers for an eventual resumption of the dollar's overall upward trend, and I'm using the dollar index for the benchmark, there. The drivers for that to the upside will be the United States technology lead, which, as I've said in recent years, if anything, it's grown. It's increased its lead over other countries in so many technologies. And that isn't going to change anytime soon. The other factor, which is as a consequence of US technology, but is also hugely important, is that the US is virtually energy independent. And that will be another bull factor here to support a stronger dollar over the longer term, but not in the certainly not in the short term. Okay, what else happened in here today? Precious metals, well, they'd had a good rebound over the previous 5 days as the dollar was weakening. Gave up a little of that today. Well, let's see. Palladium, that's just down a little over $2.50, 776 and change. Silver went the other way, though. That's still firmer. $17.08, 1708. That's up nearly 20 cents in here today. Platinum also a little firmer, $7 higher, 1148. And gold also $7 higher here. So they haven't lost upside momentum here yet, these precious metals. And of course, if the dollar bull trend that we had seen, which is so powerful, up over 25%, remember, since the beginning of July. Now, if that's over, and that's obviously my belief, then if the gradually as other investors begin to accept that as the case, then it makes the bullish argument for precious metals just well, a fair bit stronger overall. But meanwhile, what we're seeing are good technical rallies in response to short-term oversold conditions, and against, of course, egged on by this weaker dollar. Now, crude oil prices a little firmer here today. The WTI crude 47.35. And the Brent is at $55.78. That's up 46 cents. The WTI that I mentioned earlier is up 77 cents here in after-hours trading. And a few more commodities to the upside than the downside. And that includes copper. Strong rally in here today. We're getting some short covering. That's put it up to $2.90. So that's up 14 cents in here today. And we're seeing some short covering in other metals as well, and in other depressed commodities. And wheat, corn, and soybeans, for instance, they're all up higher. So the CCI index, that's that continuous commodity index, is also a little bit higher. Have the commodity markets, based on those indices, such as the CCI, have they reached a bottom? They've certainly reached a short-term bottom, and I would not be at all surprised if it didn't hold for a fair while. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.